And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Firefly Campout for Browncoats. Today on the Pub Songs Podcast, show number 188. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast. Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte.
There's a place that I go when I'm feeling low, and the battle is raging in my head. It dries up my tears and holds back the fear, gives me strength to face what's ahead. Serenity Valley walls. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, my heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my thoughts. I felt the sadness that you caused when you exposed all my flaws and treated my fears as unreal. There is truth in your lie. So much hurt as I cried when you left my soul scarred and unhealed. Serenity Valley walls. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, my heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my fault. Each day that I arise, I look up in the skies. I am grateful my family is with me. Still I wait for the dawn and I struggle to go on. So I pray for serenity. Serenity Valley walls. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults. Serenity Valley walls. When I'm feeling like everything's lost, my heart is all ablaze and my mind's in a haze. Let the angels dance away my faults.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic geek musician and your guide to honoring our past and adapting our future. Today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners over on Patreon. Your generous pledge of $5 per month allows me to create music, these podcasts, my weekly video show, and that is Coffee with the Celt Father. And that comes out every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. So thank you all for everyone who's supporting this podcast. If you signed up because of this podcast, I'd love it if you drop me a line. You can email me, mark@markgunn.com. That's markgunn.com. Use the hashtag PubSongs. Let me know what you're doing while listening to this show also. The song we started off with was Serenity Valley Waltz. It's a song that I wrote for a podcast I do with Mikey Mason called In the Verse, Song Crafting for the Firefly Universe, and it's on an exclusive CD called Heroes, and that is exclusively available to my glorious patrons over on Patreon. If you want to get a physical copy of that CD while it's available, head on over there. Now, today is another test podcast. Take you a little bit back. Back in August, I decided I'd do an 8-week test of doing a weekly Pub Songs podcast. And it's been challenging. Last week, I said that I was going to go every other week once this test is over. But I want to try one more thing. So I've done a variety of things. I've done, you know, the 3-hour show. I've done the longer shows. I've done little short, 45-minute, hour-long shows where I'm chatting and also trying different things, just seeing what sticks, what works well. And it occurs to me that one of the things that's made the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which is my other podcast, one of the things that made it so successful is the fact that I've been able to streamline the content. Creating these shows, part of my problem is I have so much on my mind and on my plate that it's difficult staying on top of things, these shows. It's difficult to plan ahead, plan episodes and whatnot. And so what I'm kind of come to the conclusion is I want to try something a little bit different. And that is where there's less overall prep. I could basically create a show, you know, 3 or 4 songs in the show, and then throw in commentary, news, upcoming shows, and whatever. Just keep it simple, super simple. And again, I could, you know, record 2 shows. I could, right after this, I could do another show very easily with very little preparation. That's the general idea of this episode. We're going to see how it works out. I don't know if it'll be great or not. I know I've done it in the past of the Pub Songs podcast. You can check out the 167 episodes, 87 episodes before this to see other versions of this show. I've done so many different types, and I think all of them work. So, you know, it might be that I'm going to be doing a little bit here, a little bit there, and slowly sharing stuff over time, but we'll see. Nevertheless, that is what this show is about, and I want to tell you that this weekend, September 27th, 28th, and 29th, I'm going to be at the Brown Coat Ball in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that was the impetus for the creating the show, that and the theme. So I'm going to be at the Brown Coat Ball. Mikey Mason and I will be singing songs. Of course, Mikey and I have a podcast called In the Verse, Song Crafting for the Firefly Universe. It's where, again, Serenity Valley Waltz came from. But I'm going to take you a little bit back, another year at Dragon Con. So Dragon Con 2018, I was hanging out with some Brown Coats before a show. They look fantastic. All of them, I think we had Mal, Inara, Kaylee, and Jane, I guess it was, all dressed up. And we were just joking. I don't even know where it came from. I think it might have been from the Celtic Invasion Vacations that I host. They all of a sudden were saying, wouldn't it be fun to like go camp out like they did on some of those Firefly episodes? And I was like, that would be awesome. And then we started joking about it. Next thing you know, I made a little video, a promo video. And this I just kind of simmered for the past year. And when we finally got together again this year, we sat down and we started scripting out ideas of how we could actually put together a Firefly camp out, maybe somewhere in northern Georgia or in North Carolina or southern Virginia, which is the area that, you know, where we live, the group of us. So the idea is coming together. This actually might happen. So when I put together the video, you can say, oh my gosh, is that something real? Well, it might just be. So you can sign up at my website to my newsletter, markgun.net, and I will keep you informed about it. Actually, I should probably go ahead and put it on Celtic Invasions. Go to CelticInvasion.com. So there will be a mix of emails regarding that, but nevertheless, stay tuned for that. So what is the idea of this camp out? Well, the idea is going to be that there's going to be, the idea is to bring together brown coats, a small group of people, much like my Celtic Invasion vacations. But again, we stay in one location and we do things together. And it might not necessarily be camping on, you know, actual tents and such. Maybe more like, I forget what they're called, but little cabins, small cabins, something on that lines. At night, we can sit around the campfire, sing songs, but there'll be opportunities basically to interact. The Irish session that I mentioned last week, the Celtic Geek session, rather, is something that I would love to bring out into this. So people can bring instruments. People can, will be able to, you know, you can sit there and be singing and dancing and maybe crocheting or knitting or something. I don't entirely know what's going to be. There'll be some hikes where we can go explore. I don't know. There might be some games. We have a lot of planning to do. And I will keep you informed of that as it comes together. But because of that, I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool to put together an episode of the Pub Songs podcast that highlighted Firefly songs? And I posted on Facebook, asked for people who might be interested, and I got more responses than I could. And I couldn't put my mind around all of these responses to be able to put together a big episode. So I decided to focus, keep it simple. Just a few songs. Share some music from some of the amazing Firefly musicians who love Firefly. And so that's what this show is all about today. We're going to play some music, starting off with Beth Kinderman. This is from her album, Return of the Sun of More Songs About Robots and Death. The track is called Malcolm Reynolds, and I thought it this is one of the many songs that were submitted to me. So thank you, Beth, for sending this in. If you enjoy the music, there is a link in the show notes. You can find timestamps and links to all this stuff in the show notes. Head on over to pubsong.com. Here's Beth Kinderman.
One, two, three, four.
I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah. Take my love and take my land. Take me where I can't see. I don't care cause I'm still free. Can't take the sky from me. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah. They call me Malcolm Reynolds, yeah.
You're going to that special hell, the one they reserve for child molesters no, and those who talk in theaters.
I didn't mean the whole thing.
It's fixin' to be dawn. Well, as much of it as we can get. When we're running through the black on a ship that's old as dust. And there's something that I'm needing, more important than my sleeping. As I look out of the window, at the only thing I trust. And it ain't but little time we get to ponder on serenity. Roaming round from moon to moon through a verse so cold and blind. And it's a mighty humble feeling, knowing just what we are facing, to remember where we're going and the folk we left behind. Conjures to my mind them soldiers stood beside me, must have thought that they was dying in some struggle to be free. But the more I sat upon it, seems more truthful in the saying that the battle we was fighting was a struggle to believe. And it ain't but little time we get to ponder on serenity. Roaming round from moon to moon through a verse so cold and blind. And it's a mighty humble feeling, knowing just what we are facing, to remember where we're going and the folk we left behind. It's fixin' to be dawn, to get to congregate and bust these thoughts from out my mind. I got me better things to do, and it might be there's no answer, but as near as I can make it, seems the things I can believe in are my freedom and this crew. And it ain't but little time we get to ponder on serenity. Roaming round from moon to moon through a verse so cold and blind. And it's a mighty humble feeling, knowing just what we are facing, to remember where we're going and the folk we left behind. And it ain't but little time we get to ponder on serenity. Roaming round from moon to moon through a verse so cold and blind. And it's a mighty humble feeling, knowing just what we are facing, to remember where we're going and the folk we left behind.
In the moment, thought I caught a break at last. I was salvaging my freedom from the wreckage of my past. Every ally that I thought I'd found had gone to ground. Trouble comes.
hopelessly outlast. Still retreated at the think of. Let the signal slide right past. Waiting for my luck to turn around. I knew somehow my patience wouldn't last. I don't wanna be a hero. I'm just trying to get paid. Just enough to keep me flying. Enough to see another day. I don't wanna have to make a stand. I was caught up in your crosshairs when you should have had my back. Took to the woods cause they're the one place I can find a clear path. When I think I've got no kind of choice, I hear your voice as we slide into the black.
After Beth Kinderman was Bill and Brenda Sutton. It's from their album, And They Said It Wouldn't Last. The track is called Serenity. Both of those artists I have more music coming from as well in other episodes, so stay tuned for that. And then was Mikey Mason with One of Us. That is from a single, and I say single, right now it is exclusively available on his Patreon page. Now, if you're not familiar with Patreon, Patreon is crowdfunding for artists. That's how I create this show and my Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and it's how I support my music is through Patreon. Vince Conaway has a Patreon page. He plays hammered dulcimer and does these tours to Europe. And it used to be that, you know, he would sell lots and lots of CDs, and his trips to his tours were really profitable. But now, whether you're in Europe or in the States, CD sales have declined. And more and more people are streaming, so buying a CD is less interesting to some people, not everyone. And so along comes Patreon, and it allows us to make money to support our craft, to support our art without, you know, breaking our bank, you know, without having to necessarily sell more CDs. So Mikey Mason, of course, he puts out releases all of this stuff through Patreon. And this is one of the tracks that he sent me from that. And of course, this also was written from our In the Verse podcast that he and I do. So if you want to hear how the song came to be, heading over to fireflydrinkingsongs.com, where you can find a link to In the Verse podcast. So check that out. And if you like, by the way, more Firefly podcasts, I also have a Canton Radio, which you should definitely check out. Show number 166 of the Pub Songs podcast. This one was done as sort of like a radio interview of like I'm touring to Canton. I like writing from like within the verse, not necessarily about the verse, typically. Writing about, and instead of writing about like Malcolm Reynolds, I prefer writing songs as if I am there, trying to experience with it. One of the reasons I like doing that is because it's a little bit more real. It's a bit more like it's something that's it's a little bit more universal. Like Serenity Valley Waltz, I wrote that song about about Serenity Valley, but the song is about overcoming trauma, and that's a universal theme. Soldiers who go off to battle and they come back a little broken and hurting, and how do you get over that? And it doesn't necessarily have to be soldiers either. I mean, you know, depression, it could work just as well with depression. It's something you have to find a way to get over. And in this case, the idea is this waltz, this song and this waltz to help you get past the pain and to grow. And one of us, I don't remember what episode that is from. I don't remember, but I love the song. I absolutely love this song. Mikey has done some absolutely brilliant stuff. You might know him from songs like She Don't Like Firefly, a lot of his music is more comedic, but not all of it. And when he's working with the Firefly stuff, he's been doing a lot of gorgeous, powerful songs that have a bit more of a story and passion behind them. So I absolutely love it. All right, to mention the Celtic Invasion Vacations, well, next year we are going to Venice, Italy. If you want to find out more about it, I will be announcing it probably next month. Go to CelticInvasion.com. I'm hoping it will fill up really quick, so go check that out. Upcoming shows, of course, September 27th and 28th, I'll be at the Brown Coat Ball in Las Vegas, Nevada. October 11th, Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company in Alabaster, Alabama. And October 12th is Brennan's Irish Pub in Birmingham, Alabama. Coffee with the Celt Father is every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Coming soon will be Twitch. I have finally fixed all the video and audio issues, most of them. I'm not sure what happened last week. I got the picture looks great. It all sounds great. Yes, this past week, though, the video froze, but the music was still playing. So that was awesome, but oh well. Working all these details out slowly. But the Pub Songs podcast is listener supported. So if you enjoy visiting the pub, please join my Gunrunners Club. A special thanks to my newest patrons, Andrew H., Bill M., David and Paulette G., and Alan D., and thank you so kindly for supporting my music. Go to markgun.net to join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. And if you enjoy the music in the show, support the artists, buy their music and merch, follow them on Spotify, and let them know how much you love what they are doing, and tell a friend. We are going to finish up the show with a track called Good to Have Jane on Your Side. It's from my album, As Long as I'm Flying. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back again next week with some more Firefly songs. That'll be part two. I'm hoping to do at least three parts of this special, so stay tuned. I will talk to you later. Slime.
Well, he's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell. But it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. Well, he's dumb, but he's tough. He likes to shoot stuff and he don't give a damn what you think. Spends his days turning wrenches, his nights chasing wenches, and he'll happily kick in your teeth. Yes, he'll happily kick in your teeth.
Well, he comes from St. Joe, where he lives with his ma, lots of fish and this drunk Mexican. He's hopped a few trains to ride off his pains, and he's doing the best that he can. Yes, he's doing the best that he can. Well, he's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell, but it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. Well, he drinks mother's milk, he don't wear no cock ring, he don't fight for no honor or fame. A night out with his gun is his idea of fun, and he thinks all you mutters are lame. Yes, he thinks all you mutters are lame. Well, he's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell, but it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. He steals what he needs from the big companies and returns it so he can get paid. First son of Spinard, his life is quite hard, escaping the messes he's made. Yes, escaping the messes he's made. Well, he's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell, but it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. He's living his dream, he fixes up things. He's got him a rusty shotgun, a three-legged dog, and a shack on a hill. That's his retirement fun. Yes, that's Jane's retirement fun. He's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell, but it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. Well, he rolls the Satans, he don't do much hating, not much in this verse that he needs. Just a little more clutch, some vittles and such, and a night with some pretty young girl. Yes, some trim from some fine-looking girl. Well, he's too proud to live and too dumb to die. Lord knows that his mama, she tried. Well, he always meant well while he's going to hell, but it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side. Yes, it's good to have Jane on your side.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.